This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, March 12th, brought to you by the National Oilseed Processors Association. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Rob LaRue says delegates to this week's National Farmers Union Convention had some pressing issues of concern facing this 2026 crop season.
Bills, debt, and a whole lot of uncertainty about what's on the horizon right now. It is immediate pain about trying to make sure that we can get another crop in the ground and still be able to pay the bills.
LaRue said the issue isn't just challenging economics of a single season. It's about surviving farm operations.
You know, one of the biggest special orders that we had was related to making sure that we can keep farmers on the land. It is making sure that there is immediate assistance, whether it's bridge payments or a similar impact. That investment in our rural communities and in domestic markets, in fundamentally looking at the way that we create a safety net and that enforcement of antitrust laws, creating competitive markets along with the enforcement. So it's what we're all facing right now. It's what we're all dealing with.
West Virginia Senator Jim Justice told AgriPulse Lydia Johnson this week the attrition of family farms has accelerated this year.
And you've got a lot of small farms that we're losing every single day. That's really bad. I know what fertilizer prices are, fungicide prices, seed prices, fuel prices. I know all every bit of it. And it's only getting worse.
Illinois Farm Bureau President Philip Nelson says even in one of the top producing states, farmers are worried.
The pulse of Illinois farmers, we're worried. Because if you look at the price of commodities, you look at the input costs that are involved today, there's a lot of pressure. And we've burned up a lot of the working capital over the last 2 years. So I've heard it from lenders. I've heard it from farmers.
Rob LaRue said additional financial assistance would help stem losses. He recognizes, though, the political landscape in an election year is challenging.
Congress getting anything through is always a giant question these days. That's been true for a while. But I think even looking at what you saw with support from Ranking Member Angie Craig over in the House, and her proposal also included some direct assistance out there, I think that you might find bipartisan support, and certainly lawmakers representing rural and farming communities understand the immediate need, and hopefully folks are beginning to appreciate that there needs to be some structural changes for the long term as well.
Christy Seifert with the Farm Credit Council says despite the economic headwinds, this is still not the 1980s.
You know, in the 80s, we had high interest rates. Thankfully, we are not experiencing that right now. We had land values that did not hold back in the 80s. And right now, we're cautiously optimistic. Land values are going to continue to hold. That's a difference as well.
Philip Nelson says farmers in northern Illinois have more basic concerns as well.
We're going in from northern Illinois perspective, one of the driest years we've seen. We're about 12 inches of rain behind normal right now, even with the storms of two nights ago. So we've got to get some recharge into these soils before the planters start rolling.
As a programming note, Rob LaRue will be next week's guest on AgriPulse Open Mic. Well, this afternoon at AgriPulse.com, read about the Trump administration considering a change in shipping rules and a letter from lawmakers imploring regulators to consider modern farming practices and its final 45Z rules for biofuels. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the National Oilseed Processors Association. America's oilseed processors have invested billions of dollars to expand crush capacity right here at home, creating real jobs in rural communities and adding value to the soybeans grown by American farmers. These facilities don't just process crops, they keep value in America, strengthening local economies and connecting farmers to food, feed, and fuel markets around the world. But to protect that investment and keep American agriculture competitive, we need strong renewable fuel standard volumes that puts America's farmers and manufacturers first. The infrastructure is here. The farmers are ready. It's time for policy certainty. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.